Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl, Season 2, Episode 3 or 4. Who knows at this point? It's all over the place. The plot lines are starting to have plot holes, but we're still here with you. I'm your host, Rod, and I am here with 100% more Karen.
Yay! I like 100% more me.
Yes, absolutely. Who wouldn't? And we have a guest, as always. We're actually over at their house. It's Keith and Hemda from Keith and the Girl. What's going on, y'all?
I'm at 90%. Like, is 90% okay for your show, or should I like?
You know, 90% more Hemda is that's good.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Working our way up to 100.
Working my way up to you
babe.
Okay.
You know what? I'm in a musical mood because last night we played this video game.
It was so much fun.
It was called something like something. something music. And what it is you play with either online or with your friends. I played, of course, with Karen on the couch. And it's just they play songs and you have four choices and you just who can guess the song first.
Yeah, you guess the song and some of them you guess the artist. And you can like pick different genres. It was so much fun. And when me and Roger play video games, I have a 1 out of 10 average. No matter what we play, I end up winning at least 1 out of 10. So when I got my 1, I was happy and I could have ended the game as far as I was concerned. And, you know, I was like, okay, I guess it's over. I won.
And of course, I talk trash and all that stuff, you know, to make it fun.
And then his character would dance, which was kind of pissed me off. I was like, bitch, why is you dancing with a gold
chain? First of all the characters dance when you win. So
my shot arrows.
My character was only dancing so much because, you know, it was so great.
Secondly, sweetheart, we call it teabagging.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's a very musical morning this morning. And of course, the Lord's Day this Sunday.
Sure.
We all come together. We should start with a prayer. Keith, you want to take it away?
We're breaking. Is your internet okay?
But we're in person. We're breaking
God,
up.
Are you there?
We're losing them in person.
Okay. Then. All right. The Somerset prayer days are over. We're never going back. That's fine. Why are we doing this on a Sunday, everybody? I feel like that's the question everyone's going to be asking.
It is a great question. It would confuse people's schedules. Let's acknowledge that. I'm going to go over and see my buddy Craig for a week. And but we still got to cover what's been going on. So now we're here on a Sunday.
Oh, shit. Hollywood, Keith Malley.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that.
It's time to get over there and party. I'm looking forward to this.
Shit, I'm ready to hear about Keith's travels. It's like, I really enjoy your adventures outside of New York because you're so New York centric that, you know, when you go to these other places, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going on an adventure with Keith today.
Well, it's like Karen saying, people like to know about my travels. They don't mean when I'm there in the adventures and the excursions. They mean literally the traveling.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's because with him, when she goes somewhere, I feel like it's more planned out. She seems very involved with the thing. So it's more like, yeah, we're going to ride bikes to the bakery store and then we're going to do this. And then we're going to another Airbnb 2 days later in another town. And then we want to talk to these people.
Everything is organized.
Keith is very much like, I'm here. We're, you know, chilling on the couch. What do you want to do? Okay, we're going out to eat. Okay, I don't want to do this thing that you want to do. I did this thing, but I kind of didn't want to do it. So now I'm taking demerits from you. Like, it's a very different type of vibe with her travel.
Two different systems.
So I think that's
just because I'm carrying a pen and paper, I'm still relaxed.
Taking notes. Everybody with your name at the top in the star beside it.
I just imagine Keith's like when you take your driver's license exam and that person's in the passenger seat. You know?
Yes.
It's like, are you sure that's how you make a 3-point turn?
And I don't add stars. I start you with 10 stars.
Yeah.
Okay.
You take them off like a dick at a restaurant with a tip.
You can't get more than 10.
Here's $10 you could earn potentially as a waiter.
Taking them off the papers and tearing them up in front of you. You know, he's like paper.
Right. Oh, so you greeted it. You greeted my wife second. Oh,
that's a star.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well.
Me too.
And I also have to say we are sponsored today.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped.
Oh no.
It's baseball season, and you need to be hitting a home run in your underwear.
Sure.
It's time to take your balls out to the ball game with the first ever below-the-skin razor technology from Manscaped.
This is horrible.
Yeah, some of our competitors, they cut above the skin to get a close shave, but what's a closer shave? The only thing left is under the epidermis.
Yes.
See, you got to get down in there. It's time to play ball with your balls. Now they have an 8K LED light that, you know, you have to be a little careful because it's kind of hot. So you have to,
there's not a cover on the light.
No, you want to let it cool down, you know, because the heat from the light cauterizes the bleeding and stuff. So you want to pull away
all the lights.
But I promise after you shave with these, you won't want to shave again for 6, 7, 8 months, a year, possibly.
You can. Right? It sounds
you won't want to shave again, period. What are we talking about?
One and done with Manscaped. Mm-hmm. Okay. Put in code last week. Tell them Keith and the girl sent you.
I agree with them. Don't do that. Mm-mm.
That's what they have in the copy.
Let it be more Morrow-centric.
Okay. All right. Put in last week with the Morrows on Keith and the girl.
Yes.
And just you get 20% off of your Manscaped package. It comes with the ball cutter 4.0.
Oh no.
And yeah, that's right. 4.0 is what I got in my GPA in high school because I was that smart as valedictorian.
Right.
And you will have no dictorian after you're done with these Manscaped.
Don't do this, guys. I advise
what kind of co-host are you? Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm the one that gets the advertisers. And then you're trying to tear. This is what Keith feels like when people participate. And he's doing the reads on the show. There's no need for this.
I'm trying to save them because if you try this, you'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna have bare balls.
You have no idea what people want and need truly because they don't even know. So we're gonna let them do whatever they want. If they want a manscaped, don't yuck people's yum. You know what
I mean? Exactly.
I don't know you.
And we don't know you. Describing how they built the first ball gag. It's like they're not gonna know until they see it.
Maybe you like pain. I don't know.
You might.
I'm not judging. That's all I'm saying.
Are you a man or are you a man scraper? Let's go.
Come on. Get the first toxic masculinity shaver that is down there. Can you take it? Are you a little bitch? I don't know. Let's find out together. Manscaped.com. Code last week on Keith and the Girl with the Morrows on Keith and the Girl. All right.
Sunday.
On the day it works.
So I guess we got to start the most obvious question. What happened to Monday's show? Okay. We know we got it last week, but we got two. So was this the victim of the new setup? Was this a guest didn't show up and they're secretly an asshole? Or y'all just didn't want to do a show?
Y'all just said, fuck it. No show today.
It was the new setup. As you see, we have a new setup right now. We were testing audio. It was a big to-do on Monday, and that became Monday's Adventures.
How you like the new setup, by the way?
I don't know if just because lately we've had on pros, but I think sound issues worked out right away. I like being able to move people in and out of the actual show. So far, I do like this. It was a good
cool.
Monday.
Yeah,
and it's a wider camera angle for those at home.
Yeah, I got to get used to that. I came in the room. I was like, oh, it's showing everything behind me. I need to put some more decorations on the wall. I was trying to fool you.
And Hamda, how do you like it?
I like it. I see. Looking forward, you know, our Kickstarter is going to happen. And if we get the Kickstarter funded, of course, another year of Keith and the Girl. But one of the things is also a marathon. And I think this is going to be really good for the marathon because we're going to see the people behind the scenes and we're going to be able to bring them in. And everything is like a little bit more pieced together and cohesive here. So it's nice. And I like that the audience can see more of your houses because we're still going to do everything virtually for the marathon. So you still get to see in people's homes.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because if you can see behind the scenes, especially during a marathon, there's gonna be somebody that fucks up somehow,
right?
And that's gonna be some good content, you know.
Yes. And what's even funny is when I came in, I was backstage, so I could see me, and I know y'all could see me kind of fumbling around backstage, so you could see if somebody walks off, if somebody's not there, you know, if they're fucking around. Like, you can actually kind of see it before you bring them on screen.
And when you're backstage, you can hear what's happening. So Keith is the only one who could see the backstage person, but he'd be the one to comment anyway and be annoying. Like, oh, we were live this week, and part of it was, I don't know if this was during the live part, but Keith saw Xerxes backstage, and Xerxes was resting his face on his hand. So now Keith is distracted, as if it's the only person not laughing in the audience and you're a stand-up. So he's like, I can't go on. Xerxes has to like me first. Hold on.
And then he started doing a dance that only I can see. And I'm like, there we go. That's better.
All right. Well, that's what happened to Monday. So now y'all know. Mm-hmm. Okay. We get to the bottom of the secrets here. And then, of course, our new segment that we just started, Minimum Rage. I have a new story.
Oh. Okay.
Argument over food leads to cinder block fight in Bedford County.
Sure. Oh, no.
Where's cinder Bedford block County? Fight? Bedford County is in Pennsylvania, home of the Steelers.
Like, it's like a pillow fight, but giant slabs of concrete.
An argument over food turned to a fist fight that led one man to smash a cinder block over another man's head, allegedly strangling him.
Do you picture like
I'm about to say that he strangled him with the cinder block? What's happening here?
Like two Law and Order characters come across this crime scene. And one looks at the other. French fries.
Pennsylvania State Police were called to the scene of the fight August 24th on Amber Road in Monroe Township, where they spoke to a man in the back of an ambulance. He told them that he got into an argument over food with the 35-year-old Brandon Shoop.
White.
I don't have any races here. He told the trooper that Shoop soon turned things physical and hit him with closed fists. The man said he hit Shoot back twice before Shoot picked up a half of a cinder block and swung it towards the man's head. Before connecting with his skull, the man told police he was able to duck and avoid taking the full force of the hit.
Did they say how it started? Like, was it over
a
duck
fight
sauce?
Over food?
What? Were the fries not hot enough? Were they cold? Like,
it was probably I ordered a large and then. This
right.
Oh no! Well, I'm sorry. I think that's small fries.
It was probably more like I thought this was fast food. Here's something fast.
Duck sauce.
I think somebody's on the Minimum Rage beat. Right. This is the and they just they can't spell out everything. Right. They're like, it's about food. Okay. You get it. It keeps happening. Right. Who gives a fuck? You know what it's about. Oh, there was a stabbing in New York. How did it happen? Somebody bumped somebody. I mean, I don't need the full fucking story.
Right. Who needs all the details?
All the stories are the same, and whatever the detail is, it never justifies whatever this is. It's never like you read one of these and was like, ooh, you know what? Cold fries. You do got to throw a cinder block at a motherfucker's head sometimes.
Cold fries, and somebody said, may I? And they're like, may you? And next thing you know, they're picking up scaffolding.
I love how he gave himself props, like, I moved so fast, the full cinder block didn't hit me, okay?
Yeah. that
makes me feel like his story is wrong.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like, just throw away everything else he said. That's not how the fight happened at all. Hopefully somebody got it on video, because how couldn't they?
Right.
If it was so fucking badass. As soon as you pick up cinder blocks, somebody's taping. Because, you know, you pass by, you're like, do I have time to turn on my video camera? By the way, only 40 and up think that. Okay, everybody else is already recording. When I look around, I'm like, should I take my phone?
Right.
Out?
Yeah. It's
Is
a
this
certain
still
age.
Gonna happen once I look for my? I know it's a button right there, but the 40 under 40, they're already they've been recording. Yeah,
they might as well have GoPros on.
Yeah, the camera's already there. You know what? You can tell this person wanted to make themselves look good, because they was like, I'm not going to go out like, you know, go out. Like,
I didn't get hit with the full cinder block like a bitch.
But I was bold enough to duck. Like, I had enough athletic energy with these old ass knees to duck. Get us back some credits.
Which reminds me, I remember one time a friend got into a fight at the basketball court, and he fought like three dudes at the same time. And
oh no,
right. And so he hit one dude, and the dude's head hit like this partition or something that's behind the basketball goal, instantly concussing this dude. And his two friends were like, okay, we don't want to fight anymore. And that was the end of the fight. And so they sit the guy who got a concussion down next to me, because I wouldn't sat far away. I was like, oh, y'all are going to fight? Okay, I'll be over here. And so I go sit on this bench. They sit the guy next to me. And for the next 10 minutes, no joke, this guy who clearly had a concussion kept going, hey, man, did he hit me? And I was like, yeah, he hit you pretty bad, man. I think you need some medical attention. Okay. Hey, man, did he hit me?
He was gone.
Right. And that's what it feels like the cinder block guy is, where he's like, oh, yeah, I totally ducked that. And like, you're in the back of a hospital van, my man. I think it connected enough.
that they took you away.
So he says, when the cinder block connected right behind his ear, he got a little contusion and a straight red line. But then he fell to the ground. He claimed that Shoot jumped on him and started strangling with a forearm to the throat. A female witness pulled Shoop off before Shoop asked the man if he was done and then punched him again.
Ooh.
Well, if it was a female witness, I believe it.
Yeah, well, she's probably telling the truth. I also love that the guy hit him with a cinder block, choked him, punched him, and then asked the guy on the ground, are you done? Like, are we done? It's like, I'm done. I've been done for quite some time. You're the one that seems to have a problem stopping.
I guess that's one of the questions. Like, are you going to get back up? It's a better question.
Yeah. Well, they spoke with the female witness at the residence who corroborated the man's story. They noted in the, I wonder if she corroborated that he ducked. He really didn't hit him that good. They noted in the affidavit that half of a cinder block and Shoop's wallet were laying in the grass with a noticeable dent in the side of the home.
God damn.
Yeah.
Wait, where was the tent?
In the side of the home.
The wallet was.
So he threw the block so hard, it hit this dude and hit the side of the home and left a dent in the side of the home.
God damn.
Yep.
And he lost his wallet too.
Yeah. Whoa. Imagine he didn't duck.
I don't think he lost his wallet.
Motherfuckers fighting the Hulk.
Somebody else found his wallet.
Yeah. There was no money in it, probably.
You know, was it?
Shoop was later arraigned and released on $100,000 unsecured bond. So that's a reasonable thing to do. And he's facing charges of aggravated simple assault, strangulation, and related lesser charges, which they didn't mention. that's enough.
What to the house? Did the house try to sue him?
Yeah, property damage, I guess. So that's your minimum rage for the week, everybody. Be safe out there. If you get a chicken sandwich, it's a little too cold, a little dry.
Just be okay.
Just keep driving. Go ahead and go home.
Go home and heat it up in the air fryer.
Chalk it up as an L. Chalk it up as an L for the day. You know, we'll try again tomorrow. There you go.
Right. But another day alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Eat mustard today instead of mayonnaise. You'll be okay. You'll be alive.
I had a cold chicken sandwich yesterday and went, this is on me. It was like, all right, that happens sometimes. Yeah.
I get home. I count my losses. I call the place and I thank them.
Yep. I go back in line not to complain, but to thank them for teaching me a lesson.
My high of yesterday was that I ate a cold falafel. Done.
Cold falafel. Okay.
That's fast food, New York style. You don't ask for something different.
Yeah. Anyways. What are the rules? I didn't even think about this because y'all don't really do as much driving.
No, they don't.
But y'all have so many street carts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all count that as the fast food rule of, I got to go home? Sounds like that's the same.
Well, actually, it depends. Like, so if you're at one of the more upscale fast food and they think that because you have words like falafel, they can charge you double because now you're being, you know, you're having like worldly cuisines and whatever. Never mind. It's just literally chickpeas and parsley, which is like the cheapest food you could find. And you're just frying it. So if it's that, if there's like a door guy in the front and like everything is fast food, but it's like one of those fancy courts, I get to say whatever I want. It has to be perfect. But yeah, McDonald's, we walk up to the drive-thru. They tell us that you can't do that. You got to go inside.
Yeah, and you just, hey, whatever y'all want. You know, it's your world.
They're like, we can't stab you from there, but we also can't pick your car. So,
ma'am, you have to come inside and stab in distance. We can't let you be outside with the cars. We can't get to you from there.
I went through a drive through. They like it's one of those things where people already expect you to know how to drive through the thing, but it's changed a lot. Yeah. And I don't maybe I sound weird, but like, you know, now you pay at one window and you get your food at the other window, but they don't tell you that because they like when you look stupid. So I'm driving up to the first thing. I'm like, do I tell my order here? Like, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, sorry. Can I have a minute? They're like, sure. I'm like, there's no cars behind me. It's okay. And then I go up to the first one and I pay. And then I blink at them and they will not say anything. They're just sitting there. They won't go like drive through. That's where you pick up your order, idiot. They just stare at you. They're like, you could take as long
as
you
want.
They
already got their hand on their knife. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's in their back pocket.
Oh, this motherfucker's getting testy, guys. She's just staring at me, blinking. Oh, she don't know to go to the next window before I get jumpy in this motherfucker. We went to Bojangles at I guess when I ordered, I asked for like a sauce or whatever, and they put it in the box, but they didn't tell me, I couldn't see it, right? So I didn't know. And so I asked her, I was like, oh, can I have a barbecue sauce? And she's like, starts typing her machine, and then she's like, that'll be 25 cents. I was like, oh, I thought it came with it, but that's fine. And I go to get my money and she's like, oh no, it's one in there already. I was like, oh, okay. Drove off like fast and furious.
I pushed it
trying to get some shots.
Like, oh god, oh, my life was flashing before my eyes, and not because of fried chicken, but because of fucking this person's gonna stab me to death.
Yeah, that's how fast food will kill you, not the trans fat. Put those back in,
not the cholesterol.
Yeah, whenever they're like, people that eat fast food have a lower life expectancy, you're like, from the food or
from the workers,
the violence. All right, now we're ready, guys. Okay. Episode 3588. Karen. Oh, you know what? Let me.
I was not prepared. I'm Karen, sorry.
Karen, once again, here we go.
I know. I'm letting the team down. My bad. I'm letting everybody down.
I put the title in the chat for you.
Thank you.
Did you put the title in or are you setting her up?
I mean, it's up to her to read it, but I can't do more than that.
K-A-T-G.
Did you set her up with making her read words? Or...
No, all right, let's go. Let's go. You'll see.
Okay. K-A-T-G, episode 3588. Crank and lay back.
What the fuck kind of pervert? What, Ron?
Wow. Wow. Oh, I'm
Crank and lay back with what Carrie Gravison.
Oh, I see. I see. I left the Y out. Why? Because I made a mistake.
Oh, cranky. Oh, I was like, cranky and laid back. What?
It was worth the humor. It was worth the comedy. I don't take it back. That was a real Mike Kaplan at lunch situation. It worked out.
And who was the guest, Karen?
Carrie Gravison.
Oh, so close.
Oh, no. Did I tear it up? So close.
Can I get that again? What was that?
Carrie Gravison.
Okay, so I felt like it was Graver the first time.
Gravenson.
Sounds like the way I mumbled the, you know, the Star Spangled Banner.
I'm sorry, can you see me?
And what's worse, y'all? I got glasses. I should be able to see the shit better.
I don't think it was the glasses.
I don't think it was the glasses problems either.
Fire of medicine in the glasses.
Yes.
Oh, your glasses are medicated?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are very medicated.
Was Carrie an asshole?
Oh, she's the best. She is such a lovely person, honestly. Mm. She's the greatest.
All right. All right. New audio setup. I felt like Keith was nervous about it.
Is that the word we're using?
I mean, he did. Yeah, that's the word I'm using. Anxiety. I know Keith only has three feelings, but these are what I was picking up. Something like that.
Well, it's right away. Kenda says that I'm Hemda and it's not coming out clear. And I'm like, well, okay, we can't keep doing a show. That was the first fucking word. It was weird timing. And yes, it needs acknowledged and addressed.
Okay. All right. Well,
trigger
glad
warning.
Yeah. Glad we got it taken care of.
New tech. Who this? Oh, it's Keith. Not Kevin, like Craig is going to get. We get Keith.
Keith would you say that Ken is gaslighting you about sucking your dad off?
Yes, I would. I would say my brother is gaslighting me when it comes to how we all suck my father off. And it's a weird thing to fake lie about. It did happen.
I'm on your side. Mm-hmm.
It did happen, obviously. And to act like it's anything less than weird to suck off your father. Suck off your father's thumb, guys, is an abomination.
Okay. I mean, it does feel like you're sexualizing it to call it sucking off your father. Right. But I thought it was just under the auspices of comedy. But I mean, it's still technically correct.
You're still thumbing in my mouth. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you suck someone's dick, but you also did it by with your like taking a bite with your teeth a little bit, people wouldn't be like, oh no, you didn't suck that person's dick.
Right.
They'd be like, you sucked someone's dick and you did some teeth play.
How about this? If you were at the Malley household on one New Year's Eve, as people do, like maybe they had a friend over, mm-hmm. and they let you in on this tradition and your kid came home and you said, no, I didn't suck the dad's thumb. I want you to describe this to your mother, your home, or your father, or your aunt, whoever's raising you. And I want you to describe that you were in on a tradition of the Malley home and Catholicism in general. So this should be okay. And the Malley father put honey on my forehead and then stuck his thumb in my mouth so I may graze the garlic off his finger. Now I want you to hire that babysitter again.
My dad at the end of the night wouldn't be like, hey, Paul was over and man, he was really licking my thumb. Yeah. Can we just keep this a Malley tradition?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things, too, where, like, if this is a movie, this would be the thing they filmed to substitute in for, like, we're not going to show you actually, like, child abuse, but we're going to show you this scene, and you're going to know child abuse was definitely happening.
Just if it happened.
With this priest, like,
and y'all know what? This is why nobody was ever allowed to come over to their house to see these traditions. I'm not trying to be funny. You know how you said, because everybody,
thank God,
like,
you didn't have friends.
We need to call GSS.
Or I would have lost them.
Yeah. There's abuse happening over there. Like, somebody go check on.
That's why y'all couldn't have friends, is because somebody's kid would have been over there like, oh fuck no, oh man, I gotta tell some authorities.
That's a good point. Did you ever spend New Year's Eve outside of your home or with someone over? Did you ever have a New Year's Eve something or a Christmas? People come over, or Easter, you go to someone's house, or 4th of July, you join the nothing. You never went to someone's house for New Year's Eve or July 4th or Christmas or anything.
When you already have something as beautiful as family, you don't have to find your own.
And so no one came over for Christmas. No one came over for July 4th. No one came over for your birthday. Did you have birthday parties?
I feel like this was answered, Your Honor.
Yeah, this feels a little like a deposition when the lawyer knows that the person is lying and they're just going to keep asking the same, like, and then you went to the park and you weren't, okay, cool. And
with
then
your friends, right?
No. You didn't go home. Oh, okay. So, all right, Your Honor, I withdraw the question. I think we all know.
Wait, none of you ever had one birthday party?
Yeah,
sister did, where you almost died.
Because I didn't, when I saw other people, it blew my mind. I'm like, there's other people? So I almost died. Long story short, I have had a birthday party before.
Yeah.
When was the last?
They probably weren't y'all weren't doing garlic sucking at the party.
No, that's more Malley's.
Okay.
You know that you
in house.
You don't get all the benefits of the Malley's if you're not a Malley. So no, I'm sorry, that's not for you.
How did your sister have a pool at her party?
We went to the swimming pool. We went to the high school pool.
Oh, people could just go to the high school pool on a weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it was rented out, but yeah.
Oh. Did you get a rented out pool for your birthday?
It wasn't her birthday, for the record. It was a friend of my sister's birthday.
Oh, that's how you went to a pool.
Okay. Yeah.
So that technically does not count.
Yeah. I'm about to say, your dad would be too cheap.
Right. Damn. Wait for a pool for other people to come? No.
It'd be a plastic pool he threw some water in.
The light in Hemda's eyes never glows as bright as when we discover another rabbit hole of the Malley family. But she's like, he doesn't need, it's like a magic trick. Like, he doesn't even know how fucked up this is. Watch this. Watch this. Birthdays? No. July 4th? No. What about Labor Day? Never, right?
I don't get to the bottom of this.
Veterans Day, since there's military in your history.
Yeah, we have parties. Yeah.
No.
That I didn't.
What was Thanksgiving like?
With the family. It's like really hard turkey.
This is like the Mormons, except you're the only ones in the whole town.
So I know Keith a lot of times paraphrases people that he disagrees with in a some way people may feel is uncharitable. So I gotta, what is Ken's side of this? What I couldn't really understand. What is his argument that he's trying to
We didn't suck it off, Keith. We didn't suck on the thumb. I'm like, okay, we used the teeth. Who gives a shit? So now do we have a fake argument over the sucking thing, or can we move on and understand just talk about the teeth thing? And he's like, and I go, that's weird that a thumb is in our mouth.
Right.
To give us garlic, who gives what? And then he used, what's the word for like a noun for like how you would give somebody something, like the mode of transportation? It's like when a guy calls a glass a decanter. Anyway, he's like, well, how else would you give the garlic? Like, first of all, why you do it anyway? But okay, you have to do it. A spoon, I'll pick it up. The only mode of giving is the thumb. That's the only practical way of putting minced food in your kid's mouth is a thumb. Well, how would you do it? What? Is that me complaining about Hellraiser? Well, why didn't you make it better? What are we talking about?
All right, so that's Ken's side of it. Yeah, it sounds pretty ridiculous.
Ken's in denial.
I feel like every time this story comes up, my mind blanks out at sucking dad's thumb, and it just pops back up when y'all get to the next story. And I'm like, I don't even know what the argument's about. Isn't it just weird enough? I've never even heard anyone do this this thing before. Wouldn't that just be weird enough? You know?
Yeah, I'm not telling my brother, let's all do a lawsuit. Oh, just, hey, this happened, right? And it's right. It wasn't so bad. Like, I'm not trying to argue with but can we just what?
Oh man, Keith could make up the Dancing with the Stars results and Hemda would never know.
Right.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Fair. Like, yep. Absolutely.
Very honorable person.
But you do have audience members that actually do watch. So Keith has to be truthful. Because
someone would snitch.
Somebody would be like, hey, I watched the show and that's not what happened.
They would write with such passion that it'd be hard to read. So Hemda would really understand.
It better not be that guy who writes 10 fucking paragraphs on nothing because I skip it right over.
Those are the best listeners.
And it better not start with, oh boy, Hemda, how could you? Well, bye. Yeah.
Hemda also won't read if it starts with, you know what's funny that?
Yeah.
I don't
know. How stupid could you be, Hemda? Skip.
We also found out that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are getting a divorce.
Yes. I had a feeling that this was coming. Mm-hmm. I think this is just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. They had an arrangement that said, okay, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to this network who's going to pay me a bazillion dollars to actually be on this network. Nobody even knows if I'm good at announcing, and nobody actually cares if I'm good at announcing. They just said, you're Tom Brady, we'll pay you. Come on. They like, they had an agreement.
Right.
And everybody was like, okay, cool. You're going to spend time with the kids. You know, it's going to be me and you. We're going to get old together. Cool. I think he retired. He said, what the fuck is this? And he was like, I'm going back. And they didn't have a discussion. And she looked online like everybody else, or even worse, her friends was like, hey, did you hear the announcement that Tom's going back? She was like, what? And then it was like on from there. And she was pissed because she was like, I'm the one that has to lay here and deal with your broken bones and deal with your fucked up back and rub you down with Tiger Balm. Nobody else has to deal with this bullshit. Me and the kids. She was like, fuck that. I'm out.
See, I have a hard time picturing this because whole thing seemed more superficial than that to begin with. It doesn't feel like she's putting Tiger Balm on him. It feels like he's got doctors that rub him down every day. It doesn't feel like she would miss him at the picnic because she's got to deal with all the kids, because it feels like she's got a different nanny for the different times of the day and the different kids. I don't know that like him going back to work would change her life so much that they're like having all this romance. I just don't see, you know, the model and the, I don't know. That's high school shit. You know, that's,
I feel like it was her. So career wise, she's like, she was the number one, like model supermodel in the world.
Sure.
And she actually has more money than this motherfucker.
Yes, she does.
And so she put her career on the back burner for X amount of years. And it kept growing because this motherfucker always is like, yeah, I'm going to go back, play another year. It's like, okay, dude, you're the oldest motherfucker to ever keep playing. I know, but just one more time. And then finally, I'm retiring, whatever, you know, I'll be around the nannies and you get to be the one that's out resuming your career. And he retired in a way where he was almost forced to. It was leaked that he was going to retire.
Right.
And so then he had to come out and be like, yeah, I guess I'm going to retire. Then he unretires, comes back and plays this very dangerous game. It just, to me, feels like she just got tired of being like, I'm going to keep putting my shit on the back burner. She's like, what's even the point of
I don't understand being why, with you? I don't understand, because he's playing, she's got to put her modeling career on the back burner. That makes no sense to me. I've never heard of that.
Women do that all the time.
You show up and take pictures, though. You know, one job is a little different where you can't take care of the kids and your legs busted and all this shit. I'm not saying that he's a veteran. I'm just saying. And then the other one is, show up on Tuesday and get your picture taken. I don't know. One seems like you could still be there.
That's not a thing also where it's two people have jobs all the time with children that no one has to put anything on the back burner with all the help that you're getting with all of the money that both of you have.
Just I mean, unless you want a parent to actually be around sometimes and she's being the one.
That's the parent you want to be. And who cares if he's playing football? It's football season is how many months?
It's a year round now.
Now it's year round.
And yeah, you're never home.
Yeah. And I think I can see, because it's one of those things where, I guess from my perspective, women make this choice all the time. And I don't think money actually equals a woman feeling the pressure of womanly roles. You know what I mean? Like it's just a pressure of, okay, he's going to do this thing. You put your career on hold. Women make that decision all of the time. I'm going to make less money. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do it for the kids. That's the choice that she chose to make. And this is me projecting. And this is one of those things where she didn't have to make that choice. No, but she did. And so now she's like, okay, it's my turn.
We're all projecting. Like, we don't know these niggas. Mm-mm. But
I don't understand why they need to take turns. I think the only reason that she would have to step away for a second is because her body changed because she had children, and that's modeling. And then I bet she was able to take pregnancy shots too. I don't know what anyone's putting on hold.
Well, she could have kept modeling the whole time, honestly. It does seem like, to me, there's some type of trade-off that was promised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of how we feel about it, right? Like, we could be like, you don't need this motherfucker was clearly saying at some point, yeah, I'm going to stop playing football. I'm going to be around. We're going to do shit together or whatever the fuck.
Spend time together.
Instead of you never seeing me from September to March, our marriage will be a all the time thing. And at some point, this motherfucker was like, maybe one more year. Okay.
Then I'm not married, obviously, because my husband's never around. Bingo. I would like to not be married then and just fucking have the outsides match the insides. I can see. Just
do my own thing. Like, why are we here if I never get to spend any time with you?
Not to mention
You know, I can be doing stuff with other people, and you're probably doing stuff with other people. So, okay, goodbye.
And you're definitely going to get CTE. When you're 80 and I have to fucking feed you everything, like, it'll be because of this. Like, you have been so lucky to make it this long and not be one of these, like, debilitated NFL players. Why would you keep pushing it?
Right. There's only one. Remember.
There's only, you know what it is? Remember that movie? Let's play silent trailers. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
It's a movie. Mm-hmm. It takes place in like Iraq, right?
No,
there's a guy who has
go
to,
fuck yourself.
There's a guy who has to dismantle bombs and
metalhead. All of them.
It's not Metalhead. He has to dismantle bombs and it's the Hurt Locker.
I'm just naming all the things.
The So in the Hurt Locker, marriage kept getting the marriage kept getting fucked up because the dude would he'd be like, all right, I'm going back to war, and she'd be like, yeah, but you did your whole tour duty. You can actually retire and get money, and you don't have to do this. He's like, yeah, I just it's such a fucking bummer to be around you and the kids. I'm gonna go ahead and risk my life one more time. I imagine football's kind of like that, right? Like, the longer you play, the more likely you're just gonna get very, very fucked up at some point. And that's when you decide to retire. And it sounds like she was like, you keep getting healthy at the end of the season. There's no need. You've won the most Super Bowls ever. There's literally nothing left to prove. Even this job you were gonna transition into is a road job. This job of I'm an announcer and I show up on Monday night and talk about football. They were gonna pay you the most money they've ever paid anyone.
Yeah, so you
to do this and you've never done it before.
Right. They don't know if you're good.
And he was
job.
Like, yeah, I'd still rather be getting hit than be around you and these kids. So maybe that was it. I don't know.
Is this performative? I see that they have on video Giselle, and they describe a holistic healer being with her, and they're walking around with Sage around an SUV, getting rid of the demons of apparently.
I'm sure that's Tom performative, Brady. But you know the big one was the one the celebs always do. It's my favorite one. Walks around without her wedding ring.
Ooh, yes,
that's the one.
Yeah, that's the big. That's when you know it's real.
They're having a fight. Suddenly she's at Disneyland with her kids and no wedding ring in sight. What could that mean?
Oh, you know what's even
what
bigger?
What the fuck does it ever mean? It always means the same thing.
When they start unfriending on social media, that's when you know it's real. Yeah. Taking down the pictures, you know it's
officially
they're so over.
Big, they'll do a joint Instagram. Like, it'll be a...
Oh, they do that unconscious coupling?
Yeah, what? No, that's just... That's sexual assault, Karen.
No, you know...
We're talking about conscious uncoupling.
Oh, okay. My bad.
A totally different game. No one unconscious couple if you listen to the sound of my voice.
My bad. The wrong kind of coupling. Please strike that from the record, Lord, my lawyers and everybody.
I do think
sounds like one of your new sponsorships.
Yeah. By Manscaped. I do think Keith has at least a little bit of a crush on Tom Brady.
I don't, but I do like excellence, and I do like that he's the best of the best. And if he wins another Super Bowl, that's even more amazing. With that said, I never dreamt about him once.
I don't know. I'm not mean you want to have sex with him, but there's something there. You were talking about how much he's just gonna be pounding puss, bro. He's gonna be out in the streets. He's gonna be taking on the pound town.
That just means I'm a fan of puss and pound town.
Right.
Also, I always take that as Keith's bro accent, where it's like,
okay,
he's doing a character that people think he is. And I always think like, wow, you have balls to do that because it matches your face enough that people could just like totally just believe it's true. And sincerely, he's saying it. And I can hear the nuance of like, he's joking. That's not him. He's doing a character. But not everybody can.
They're gonna come up with what they come up with. What am I gonna do? You know, not say the words.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it does seem like Tom Brady's designed to be on these streets, to be honest, with the surgeries and the, you know, how much he cares about his image and stuff. I do feel like he's one of those guys that'll be dating a celebrity woman. He's gone from what, Rachel Moynihan to Gisele Bündchen. I mean, he seems like he's one of these serial. I got to date a supermodel actress type guys.
There's a bunch and more. So,
Taking the LGBTQ tag off of the Dahmer series.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So I have a bit of a gripe, and I hope I don't get in trouble with the LGBTQ community.
That's a good start.
Okay.
No offense, but
are you doing a character?
No. This is didn't know this was an option. Because if you go to the black tag on anything, there's a shit ton of downer black stories in every black history segment. We're raising up black voices. Here's a guy that killed this guy. Remember when they got hung? Remember the shooting over this dude? The police fucked this person up. I didn't know this was an option, and I'm envious. I didn't know we could be like, take it off of that one. Not that, the cop shot George Floyd. That ain't black history. No, we only want to do uplifting, fun black things. And now I'm jealous because, I mean, I'm sure like, I'm bet it still got the black tag on it, even though it doesn't have the LGBTQ tag on it on Netflix.
Right. There's There's one of the guys that was chopped up was black.
Yeah. They're like, he killed 14 black guys. So y'all got to watch it. But if you're gay, hey, nothing but fucking glow sticks and parties over here. It's like that didn't feel right. Either it comes off of us or it stays on everybody's bullshit.
Right.
You gotta own
everybody the, gets the tag.
You gotta own your whack motherfuckers too, okay? Can't just have only good times. Him to go to the doctor and she loves it again.
It's the best.
We love it. It's so good. I can't
then
wait
she
to
describes it, and then we go, are you sure? And she's like, right. No, this is a great time. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, no. Sound like you almost passed out. They had to take a needle from several places.
Yeah,
ever since she once read a sentence in a book that said, don't forget, you at least have running water, that fucked with her head, and now thank God we even have a hospital building. Some places don't have buildings. Then this is what you end up with, you know.
Well, I took matters into my own hand. We have stopped smoking with tobacco. Mm. Instead, we've got CBD flour.
Oh.
And so now the CBD is in the weed. And so we don't have any. So like the filler is actually stuff that my back broke this week. I don't know what happened. It broke. Mm. It's fucked up.
Shout out to Xerxes.
Yeah, here breaking back.
Got the shoulders better. Fine. Okay.
It is like both of our backs are and the doctors. I didn't even bother telling the doctor after like the way he got treated for his shoulder pain. They're like, where's the trauma? I'm like, I should just look over at Xerxes. Like, you want to tell him what you did? You want to tell him what Sunday was about?
Yeah.
It's a different football game. Anyway.
That's what people that don't watch football are doing. I get it now. Okay.
I understand what y'all do with y'all.
I see what's up. I'm
fact
actually
better be fixed because while Keith in California, we actually are going up north for like 2 days. And I'm like, how about if we bet? Because there's the Empire Trail that goes from the South Battery Park in Manhattan here all the way up to Canada. And you can ride your bike. There's no hills. It's right by the water. It's an incredible track. Yeah. So, and it's free. It's just a bike way.
Well, of course, so, it's free. Can you fucking imagine? They charge you
$20 for you to sweat your balls off. Here you go, buddy.
Look, you pay me. What do you mean free?
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm adding oxygen into the trees or something. You're welcome.
Well, it's so much money thrown into this amazing bike trail all the way up to Canada. Anyway, we're going to pick it up right outside of the city and stay in a hotel for a couple nights. And I'm like, why don't we just do the bike ride for one day and then just like stay in the hotel for another day and not like bother making plans or whatever. And he's like, but what are we going to do? It's going to be like some town in New York. I'm like, how about we have a hotel and we don't worry about it because no matter what, we'll have something to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because the way y'all are, it's always something to do.
I also love that.
No, hotel. Just stay in the fucking hotel.
Right. I was going to say, I also love that.
Hotel makes you like just find a thing to do.
Right. I love that there's a plan. It's like we're going biking. We're staying in a hotel with this. If it was Keith, it'd be like, and then what are they going to do for me? who's gonna come out and tell me about the thing and take me to the place?
Do they keep demand an itinerary? Do they have an itinerary that they hand me?
Yeah, I will not be making any plans.
Mm-mm. Me, Craig's girlfriend, we're watching TV, and then I'm like, all right, you guys figure out what we're doing next.
Yeah.
Go to the next room.
And that was the TV segment. Now, next. What is...
We went to Spain with, like, no plans. We're like, there is a museum there, and there's probably more. And I'm like, I don't know. We just live there. What do other people do there? We'll go to a coffee shop like the regulars. That sounds amazing to me. We're going to be in front of, like, a beach in fucking Spain. Is that not enough? So, yeah, apparently it is. And we travel very well together, which is really nice.
Just reminded me, too, of... It's got to be hard to impress Keith because when you told him all that, he was just like, let me guess, it was a beach. It had sand.
Same thing. That is always, it was an ocean.
Was the sun outside? Like,
make a coffee table book of this. This will blow people's minds.
What's Keith, funny, what was the, oh, go you're ahead. So true. Meanwhile, like, we talk about Spain. We're like, remember we sat on the beach and just like watch the waves. And he's like, that was the best ham sandwich I ever had. And we packed these sandwiches. We went to the supermarket. We packed the sandwich. He's like, that was the best sandwich I ever had. I'm like,
that shit that I will remember. Yeah.
Let me guess. It had bread and ham
and cheese. And mayo.
Woo! No mayo. Not even mayo.
Not even mayo, guys. Not even mayo, guys.
Keith, anyway. do you do this live? Like, as Craig's giving you an experience, are you going to do that part of it?
Like, oh, museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Of course. I mean, of course.
Damn. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
It's the Keith Malley experience.
Oh. It comes along with the package.
Now, you know what? After Craig, I would like every guest to rate Keith. How good a guest he was. Yes. Like,
that'd be great.
Y'all gotta bring them all back. We gotta get Brother Love back. We gotta get the whole everyone's back, and then they give Keith stars based on how good a guest he is.
Brother Love is booked. When we come back, Brother Love is coming on. We'll book Craig again, and if we can get Adam away from those kids for a hot minute, it's on.
Yeah, absolutely. I gotta hear their side of it. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. So go ahead. So I took the tobacco out. Now I'm asking for birth control instead of the SSRI.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I think, first of all, I don't have a vagina, but so let me just start. But I know one. Okay. I've been around one or two. No, but the thing with the birth control, though, it does seem almost less invasive than the other
than something
stuff.
With four letters. Yeah.
Yeah, like SSRI, something that you have to use an acronym for, you know what I mean?
It seems like if I'm telling you that I'm good, but like these waves are hitting me, then that's not a thing that where I'm
right.
It's that I have a wave machine now. The pills come with waves, and now my waves will be smaller. And I don't know, why am I telling the doctor this?
They don't believe women. It's very, very frustrating.
These are women.
But the thing is, a lot of the people that set the structure up are men. A lot of these rules and regulations and things.
Wow. How did me and Keith get in this? I think this is between you ladies. Okay. Y'all need to figure this one out.
You look, they came from men. And also, I think that when it comes to just people in general, they's like, can a pill fix it? If a pill can't fix it, we don't know what the fuck to do with it. And it's can become very frustrating.
Well, I think
all fairness, they're trying to protect me. I did say I smoke tobacco, and and that is going to be a huge risk. So I don't know. I took tobacco out, and now we don't have to take that risk. It's just
I think it's just also weird because when we become adults, you realize you have to be your own advocate.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just weird. Like, there's a point in life where, like, you're going to a doctor, but it's, like, really your parents' job or somebody or a coach or something. Like, there's always an adult somewhere like, no, this is what we're going to do. And then some point it just switches over to, like, yeah, you got to be the one to go, I think this is some bullshit. Or I wouldn't like this medicine. I didn't even know it was an option to be like, I wouldn't like this medicine. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like that was an option on the table.
I thought it was just like you go to a doctor, they tell you what to do, you do it, you come back. If you did it good enough, they tell you what to do next.
It's because of those middle of the night fucking, they started with Viagra commercials. Ask your doctor. I don't want to ask my doctor about a pill. I want to ask my doctor about a pain.
Yes. And if you're going to make me do that, you got to name the drug something a little catchier. I'm fucking sorry.
Yes.
I cannot be in the doctor's office being like, yeah, so I think it was a commercial at 3 a.m. for Restorbid.
That's why it's short. Cialis.
Retsana. No.
It had three lines, but two were the same color.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to describe it to you. Okay. There's a guy. He's sad. He's looking out a window, right? Then a dog comes up. And he pets the dog and he starts smiling. What drug is that? I need some.
You know the horseback riding drug? Can I get that one?
Yeah. Okay,
like
so I'm
constantly horseback riding on a beach.
Imagine this. I'm a cartoon and I'm looking at my friends play tennis, but I'm not playing. I'm kind of sad. So like, but then I'm taking the drug and now I'm walking, I'm hiking, and I'm on a very sunny mountain. And then later on, I am playing tennis with my friends. But then there's a guy for 60 seconds saying how this is going to kill me and my kidneys don't work. What is that? I need some of that.
But it's assumed that I do like tennis.
Right. Yeah.
What is that?
Yes.
Oh, you mean Travuta for prep? Yeah. Two pills. We got you.
Let's go. And Hemda was talking about being an advocate about the needles. I had to learn how to be an advocate about needles because I have small veins. So no matter how
doesn't everybody?
No,
not mine. Not mine.
According to the nurses and the doctors, when they're like, "Oops." Oh, you got small veins. That's what it really
is. Well, I don't know if it was in the room or not. Okay, but Xerxes' nurse told him that he's got really nice veins, and then I cut her.
Oh,
then we got blood.
Yeah. She's like, "Ooh, yeah. Look at that! Yeah. Damn,
how do you like them veins?"
Yeah. Ooh, you know, I would think something was wrong if the nurse kind of rub your arm, going, "Ooh, I like these veins. God, these veins are kind of sexy."
Ooh, what do you do?
Ooh. How much water do you? You must drink the whole 8 ounces a day.
Are you on heroin? If not, you are wasting these veins.
Yes. Honestly, that would be what happens to Xerxes, and he would come back and just be like, "Hey, this is what happened." I'm like, "She was hitting on you," and he'd be like, "No, she was just like a really nice nurse." She was like,
"Yeah, Roger would know the difference."
I'm like, "Oh my God, Xerxes!"
I got my flu shot, and the woman at the pharmacist gives me the flu shot, and just blood comes coming out of my arm. I don't know what she did.
Drips down.
Yeah, it's dripping down. And she goes, "Ooh, someone drank their water today." And I was like, "Bitch, this has never happened before. I drink water every day. What did you do wrong? What did you do wrong? If I fucking die in this Publix, oh my God."
You drink a lot of water, not me. Bye.
Next. Yeah. I'm sorry, Karen. What was your story?
No problem.
You have tiny veins. My bad.
No problem. When you were talking about being an advocate, I had to learn how to be an advocate about having tiny veins. Because my veins are small, they can never find them the first time or the second time, or sometimes the third time.
Ugh.
And so I've had it, like you say, on the back of the hand, which is very painful because it's bony. I've had it. I've had blood taken through the neck. I've had blood taken through my feet, my like, you know, at your bottom of your feet, because they're trying to find veins. And so I'm very advocate about this. What I tell them is when they come in and look at me, I look at them. I say, "Go ahead and get the butterfly needle." They look at me, and I'm very adamant. I was like, no, get the butterfly needle. Like, I make sure I'm very stern with that. I was like, "Don't be fucking around and don't be poking me unnecessarily. Get the one you use for the kids." Because
is it that tone, or is it, "Listen, baby"?
It's definitely not this tone.
No.
I can't picture that.
It's the very, very sweet tone.
All right, baby, I'm just gonna take the butterfly needle, okay?
Why don't you reach on over there and get the butterfly needle? And so,
fucking up now, sugar.
That's probably how it would come out.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Baby, you don't know what you're doing. You might want to get somebody in here to know what they're doing, because if you stick me one more time, we're going to have some problems.
You're about a dumb son of a bitch, baby.
Yeah. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, is Keith misrepresenting the innocence of the minced garlic thumb? Your choices were thumbs up. He's misrepresenting what seems like an otherwise sweet and pungent tradition.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Or thumbs down, as in, what the actual fuck?
Mm.
One person said I'm misrepresenting it.
Oh, come on. Get ignored.
Zero people said it on Reddit. Zero people.
Who's the asshole? Is it Ken?
Oh, it's
Ken. Is he on the forums?
He's the one voting.
Who could possibly think that was
okay? You guys will see.
Yeah.
Click. Fuck.
Ken, if maybe you're being misrepresented, all I'm saying is take a video of you doing the thumb thing and then post it online and let's see what people think. Let's see if it's weird or not.
That's a funny point.
Oh my God. One person on Reddit. Ken found Reddit.
Oh, see, he's everywhere now. All right, Karen, I'm going to put the title for the next episode in the chat.
Okay.
She's not scared of you,
right?
Okay,
you can't threaten her. Here we go.
Okay, KATG episode 3589, the algorithm with Craig Klein.
All right, she could say Jew names. Those are
cool. Okay. She's not anti-Semitic like Kanye.
Yeah, it is still having any hard cuss anything in it, so I think I might be good with that.
Are you guys so excited that Kanye thinks White Lives Matter now? Very important. Are you guys excited about that?
Using the word genius? Was that our fault?
I think happens legitimately? I was thinking about this the other day. I think when we like somebody's music or product, and they're terrible, we have to say they're a genius. Like, that's how it starts. It's like Kanye fucking grabs something from Taylor Swift. He's drunk at the Grammy. We're like, yeah, but he's a genius, right? I can keep listening to his music because, I mean, obviously. And now it's 30 years of this. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, I like this.
I still see people going like, there's a plan behind whatever he's doing. I'm like, I don't know, guys. I think bipolar is the plan now, and he's decided to ride that out. I don't even think we need a deeper discussion than that until he's medicated. I think we should just roll with, oh, Kanye's doing some bipolar shit again. All right, cool. Well, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, he's got
to
advocate at the doctor. On the pills, back on the pills.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. God. You can't. These aren't cholesterol pills. Let's go.
Yeah. No, nothing says manic episode like a black person trying to take down Jews in the Hollywood industry. Like, motherfucker, in the you are not gonna, that's never gonna work. You were better off just saying racist shit about black people because we don't really have that much control, but your ass is done, bro. What are you doing?
This was the same guy, for the record, right? It was George Bush. George Bush doesn't care about black people. And,
yes.
And
yes.
Mike Myers is ready to shit his pants because he doesn't know what being human is. And now you're wearing White Lives Matter shirts.
Yeah, man.
This is some plan. No.
Oh boy, when he gets to the when we get to the end of this plan, it better be fucking like world domination or something.
Yeah. Have you guys noticed we've never seen the end of anybody's plan?
Never.
No. Okay. So it's like a
Sue Costello lawsuit. Okay. Right. It's never gonna happen.
Not the destination. It's the journey. Let's get off this journey. What the? Let's climb a different mountain. What the fuck?
That's half the battle. What is it you said about Kanye West is the black people?
Kanye West is to like black empowerment, Black Lives Matter activism, the same way Megyn Kelly is to like feminism. Where like Megyn Kelly will be like, fuck these women. Oh, I need to go on maternity leave. Why isn't maternity leave 7 months and mandated? I am doing a show about this. And you're like, you are always against women any other time. It's like, yeah, but then I got pregnant. So that's different. So I feel like that's Kanye. But anyway, I think he's crazy. Was Craig an asshole?
How do you mean? Oh, with the show? No.
Okay, not this time. Okay, all right.
It did make me laugh, and I'm really not complaining, but it did make me laugh that he happened to get kicked out of the Zoom room. And then he comes back, and he's you know, he's waiting to figure out how to double dutch in, but it's just funny he lit a cigarette. That's the go. Well, you've earned it, Craig. You know, he's fine, and it was a lot of fun.
Rest in peace to the weird but true section of the New York Post.
Oh, yeah,
what are they? Have
you bought one since?
I did buy one since out of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to, and it wasn't the worst purchase because I got to see Gisele Bündchen walk around with Sage around her car.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. No wedding ring. Yeah.
Oh,
no
wedding ring. Is this the paper your bodega guy holds for you so won't nobody buy it up, or is that another one?
Yeah, you could. That was actually the Daily News. More people read the Post here in New York, and he saved me a Daily News.
Okay.
Because they have less. They order less.
Does the Daily News have a weird and true type thing or no?
They
the
should
whole
do
thing,
that.
Baby.
That's what they should do. Daily News should go, we have crazy but true.
Like, yeah, oh my God, exactly.
Thank you. You come
those other
the
papers.
Politics. Yeah.
Those other papers all fucking dropping the crazy but true, but not us. We're doubling down. New York's fucking crazy, baby.
We got 8 stories of crazy. That's spilled on the highway.
They should do a section that goes offer on meds. You decide.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Kanye West. All right. This is a free
space. More PC.
I don't read the editorial sections, but I wonder if people are writing in and be like, the where but true. How do I know if a beer was found in somebody's pool?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get a letter and they're going to get a handwritten letter or something typed.
Like, did they just give up because the internet is 100% weird but true all the time? They just fucking were like, well, they'll get it off of Twitter. It's like, well, if anyone's buying this paper, this is the part they be buying it for.
Wait, didn't we know the guy who was the writer for Weird But True? He used to date Hannah.
We knew. I think he was like, I don't think he was the main person, but he was a curator.
So he got fired.
Sounds like it.
He was weird.
Right. He was the weird.
So they got rid of him. Like, I don't know what it is about our hiring policy. We keep getting these fucking weirdos here. And What the Dub sounds cool. Shout out to Zomniac.
Mm-hmm. So fun. So fun.
Are y'all gonna
still talking about it? It was so fun.
Are y'all thinking about making that into some type of Keith and the Girl game? Once of course Keith I gets thought all about the movies.
It. Oh, no, we weren't. You don't have to guess the movies. You have to make up a new. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And yeah, Keith was guessing all the movies. Yes, making fun of all the movies. Yes, yes. And some of them, even I knew what it was. And it was fun. Yeah, like Singing in the Rain. Right? I assume. Or maybe they tell you and that's how I knew. Never mind. Anyway, it was super fun. But I am thinking of a new game show. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Have more of this or not. And Keith, I don't know if I should say yet. It's going to be part of like the Kickstarter.
Shit. Oh, okay. Exclusive. Breaking behind news. The scenes.
I don't know.
We got some breaking news. Access journalism here on Last Week in Keith and the Girl.
Decisions.
There may be a new game coming. We break news here last week.
This is what we do.
Okay. We get scoops.
We get the true and true.
Okay. Y'all know early. The regular fans don't even know yet. Okay, they about to take a week
no
off.
No shit, no shit.
So you
shit.
At least a week ahead of everybody else.
Breaking
of
news.
That there's something coming behind the scenes.
Now you gotta say.
Okay, so we're thinking of making a pilot. Like if the Kickstarter funds, you know, last year we did an exclusive Kickstarter silent trailers that only if you gave to the Kickstarter, you can get a ticket and all that stuff. Again, to do that, but this time not silent trailers, this time to try a different game show called the Game Show Game Show, where you would start, every round would be a different game. First round, silent trailers. Second round, you can't say that. Third round, like maybe 3-4 rounds of different games that we can put together. We try it out for the Kickstarter people, and then maybe they get to vote. Is this going to be the new game, or are we going back to silent trailers?
Oh, I like this. I like this. A little variety. And then you don't have to lean into Keith's like knowledge of every fucking movie, so everyone's always at a disadvantage. Yeah, I like this. I can't wait to see this pilot. I hope it goes off great. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Hellraiser. Keith, have you watched it yet?
I'm halfway through and I'm 100% done.
That's all right. I didn't even need to finish the sentence. I'm halfway through it is already a thumbs down.
I'm halfway through it. I'm 100% done. This piece of shit.
You started in this place 100% done.
You don't even see. But I figured I'd watch it. I'd finish it. I don't think I'm going to finish this.
Wow.
You say, it's like an hour in, you finally see the new Pinhead. The Pinhead never really made sense anyway.
Right.
Welcome to the ultimate pleasure and ultimate pain. And I'm waiting for somebody to be like, where's the pleasure part? Like, what's that? Like, you're just tearing apart bodies. Like, you're not even, there's no way it can make sense because it's so fucking stupid. But it's like, you'll love death, pain all the time, and pleasure all the time. I'm just seeing the pain. Fair enough.
And it's a woman Hellraiser now, so it's very inclusive and diverse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did the dude bros complain that their Hellraiser have no titties?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Are there the dude bro Hellraiser nerds who are like, fuck this shit up?
I can't be turned on by the Hellraiser.
A woman can't be a Hellraiser.
That's why I knew to hate it before I saw it, because I think it's a woman. I better hate it before I see it, because then I could, you know, you can't make fun of her hair. Right. Yeah. Right. I can't even make fun of She-Hulk's hair. So I understand what the rules are.
I would have written it if I wrote this movie. I would have written it so that if you hated it, you were the bad person, because I'd be like, it's so painful to be a woman every day anyway. Mm-hmm. And we have to deal with all this shit, and all the punishments would be her doing stuff that women have to go through. We're like, oh, now you're gonna have period cramps. That's your fucking Hellraiser wish. It's like, oh no, oh God. And it was like, and if you don't like this, I look right at the camera. And if you don't like this, it's because you hate women as well. And you'd have to give me 90% of Rotten Tomatoes minimum.
Hellraiser loves those chains, like chains come out of things. Yes. But you never see where they go or come from. Uh-huh. They're just taking up the whole fucking screen. I'm like, they have to go somewhere, though. What's it coming out of?
I wonder what it's like to be the person that does the special effects, you know, the CGI guy, because you're probably trying to make it make sense. Like, so then where would the chain come from? They're like, just wherever.
It was like, no, it has to make
sense. Like, would they come out of like her arm or something? Yeah. No, they just come on the screen. And
so do I?
We're just thinking, actually, I like what you did. More chains.
Do I need to make a trap door? More chains.
I like 100% more chains in this scene.
They're looking like more chains, more, much, much more. This is not enough.
Is it expensive to add chains? No, more chains.
Right. It's probably the cheapest special effect we've ever done. Honestly, this is beneath me.
We're right beside a chain yard. Get them to make some chains.
You could just Photoshop this shit in. They're like, nope, just more chains.
We want real chains.
Well, that's about the review that I expected for Hellraiser. Yeah. So shout out to them.
I liked your idea. You said about a Hellraiser wish. They should take all these movies and put them into. And who gives a fuck? Because who gives a fuck? Make it. He needs you to make a wish. Make it that he's a serial killer from the lake. Throw in whatever the fuck you want, and then people will make up how it's genius.
That's what people do all the time now. When they don't, when something doesn't make sense, I won't say any movie names because I feel like it's controversial. But whenever something doesn't make sense and you're like, this movie didn't make sense, there's always someone like, oh no, see, if you look at it like this, I just assumed it meant this. And you're like, well, they didn't tell you that.
Right.
There's no way they told you that. You admit you made that up. I'm not the weird one because I didn't make it up. They didn't tell me.
Right.
Oh God. Yes. Anyway.
Agreed. What were you thinking? Ten Commandments?
There's so many. I was actually thinking Nope by Jordan Peele. Nope by Jordan Peele.
Oh, nope. Okay.
Don't tell everybody.
We don't want to take our black
man. We still support that black man. I want him to do the great. I want him to be the greatest.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you fucking nerds have obsessed over this movie and made up a bunch of shit.
Right.
I watched the movie. It didn't make sense.
No, it did not.
I'm sorry. I love Jordan Peele. Sorry.
I appreciate your honesty.
And how does one scam for chicks, Keith?
Well, I don't know why I find that phrase so funny.
You mentioned a couple ways,
but I like the word because it definitely sounds like it's negative. And it's the guys that go to bars, and you don't care who you end up with. You just hope that you're just, you know, you're not talking to your friend because you're always on the prowl. I've hung out with guys like that where I'm like, oh, I'm kind of like. Because I'm not one of these guys, I'm like window dressing for you. So it looks like you have a buddy you can talk to, but you're not listening or really talking to me.
It's really the worst.
You're looking around with your little radar. It's all that, you know, it's a line that you don't really believe in so that you can get a kiss. That's how you scam for chicks.
It's the worst when you came out to hang out with your friend and you didn't realize he was going to be chick scamming. That's the worst. Yeah. It's like, dude, leave me out of it then.
I thought
we came to, I don't know, watch a football game or talk or some shit. And then the first thing you're doing is like, right, Keith, because I'm so funny. Anyway, ladies, and you're like, oh, this is a waste of my night.
I didn't know it was going to be a 4-button-down night. You know what I mean? I didn't know that all your buttons would be open.
Yeah, I was like, you know my wardrobe. Why would you invite the t-shirt guy to an event? Like, it doesn't make sense.
But that's why in our history, wives a lot of times are like, yeah, you can go hang out with him. He's happily married. Like, because he's going to be like, I thought we were hanging out.
Right. That's me. You know what it is? It's like you said, scam. It's a heist. It's a chick heist. It's like Ocean's 11 for women, where you're just like, Rod, you're the distraction or whatever. Yeah, fucking like, right. What? We did not discuss this plan. I thought we were eating pizza tonight. And like, we're pretending to eat pizza. And I'm talking to women and I'm not paying any attention to you.
One cop, I'm a doctor. Two, I'm a musician.
Ew. That's why it's like you're on guard as a woman, like especially as a young woman in these spaces. It's like, why are you telling the truth? Why is your friend even rolling your eyes? Like, this sucks. I can't even say hi to you and talk to you about your doctor shit. I'm a nurse, let's say, you know, and now like I could tell you're lying. I'm talking to a 5-year-old. Just be you, man. I want to fuck too. You know?
Yeah. Right. I'm at the fuck place.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like this is why we came. I don't get it. Ahimda, what's even worse is when, as a woman, you came there to do what some of the guys do. Like me and Roger and us, we used to go sit down for hours at the bar and play fantasy football. And so it's even worse when a woman comes and you're like, you normally stay at the house, but she decides this is the one time that she wants to come with her dude to see if he's actually doing what he says he's doing at the bar and not watching, you know, the big titty women bop around. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason, they think it's a woman to woman moment. And I'm like, no, bitch, this is not a woman to woman moment. I'm actually looking at the screen, you know, watching the score go up and down, cheering for a fucking kicker. Nobody gives a fuck about him, but he just got me 3 points, you know. So it's like, okay. And then she wants to talk about nonsense. Yeah. So I feel like a hostage. So my strategy for that is I got really good. What I used to do, I used to plot between Roderick and another dude, like purposely plot beside, like make it so they couldn't sit beside me. And I used to purposely face the TV. So when they start talking, I would literally just look over their head the whole time.
It is the worst.
Because I was like, I don't want to be a hostage.
You know what you just made me realize? There's a version of this that is that the girls who come but aren't, they don't even really like sports.
Mm-mm, you can
that's
tell
their it. Version of scamming for dudes.
Yep. Yes.
Like the like that's their like, I'm not really, I don't really care about football. I'm not really here for this shit.
I like Tom Brady.
I know okay, men bitch. Will okay. be here. And I know, and then I'll get a guy somehow, you know, because, you know, men are stupid, but they'll get a guy because there's always a weak one in the pack who's like, but dude, there's some titties. And you're like, I thought we were just
here
to be like to hang out as friends, man.
Yeah. Yes. And what's
yes, the work? But you know, like part of you is feeling a little empathy because you guys have been together since high school. And like, no, there's no empathy for scammers, but for people who are legit trying to meet other people and going, I guess this fucking place, maybe, I don't know. As long as you're not putting on that scam and not being, you know, whatever, and not fucking holding Karen in front of you, like, oh, look, I have a friend. Like, that's annoying. But
yes, it is. And what's funny is when Karen didn't show up, I'm probably the most empathetic of the dude guys.
Yes.
So then a lot of times those women talk my fucking ear off.
Yeah, they do.
Cause like I'm the one that made the mistake of making eye contact and being like, oh yeah, I understand. It's hard out here.
Nope.
And then they're just like, you know, I just need I'm just looking for a nice guy.
And then they talk
my fucking God.
Yes. And then they talk all the way to the 4 o'clock game. And you're like, fuck, I missed the first half of games talking to you.
I'm like, so like you're a Panthers fan. I mean, you know, I'm from Cleveland and, you know, I'm trying to find someone to settle down with. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm in on the scam now. I'm your distraction.
Does that happen to you? It doesn't feel like it happens to you. And you have football parties and people come over and they don't care about the game, but they seem to stay in the kitchen. Do you strategically put your food in certain places?
That's hard. I like to think I give off a constant aura of no thank you.
Yeah.
You do.
No.
And not in a bad way, but it's one of things.
Cranky and laid back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They like, like, he looks like somebody that I should not be bothered.
This is where a cop face helps, Keith.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The default setting of like, this is what a white dude is. And it's like, oh, no, thanks. None of that. Mm-mm.
He doesn't look welcoming.
He won't care that I can't find a man and I'm drunk as fuck right now.
He would do no consoling.
Call Me By Your Name. I've never watched it. The age difference thing is part of the reason I never watched it. I was just like, doesn't that seem like if it wasn't gay, it'd be wrong or what?
Yes.
Like,
did we receive a screener for that one?
Like if that was we did get a screener. It's like if that's like the plot of a Woody Allen movie or something that we would go, ugh, he's still making those, you know? But
he's laughing in our face, yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of credit for that. I know it was nominated for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And so this is my thought, right? Okay. What if it's not about I'm a creep, so I made this guy 17 and because I'm into creepy shit or whatever.
Right.
What if people like writing teenagers because teenagers are the easiest fucking characters to write?
Yeah, they can do anything. They don't have to
their personality. Shit.
Yeah.
You just go, he's a teenager. Of course he fucked a peach. And you're like, you couldn't write that for a 25-year-old, but you write that for a 17-year-old, and like, I guess sometimes who knows what these TikTok kids are into now, whatever the fuck. And I think there's a lazy way out.
And it's right. And it's like, wait a minute. The character was scared yesterday. He's not scared today. Yeah, teenagers.
Right. I'm on to something with this.
I like that. Because otherwise, what you're saying is we don't care about our men or our boys.
Right.
Because when it's gay, you don't understand it. You're just being homophobic.
Right.
But that's not the only thing happening here. There's been a lot of these movies. Historically, women have been, what was that? As Good as It Gets.
Yeah.
What the fuck was the age difference there? No one's paying attention to that. There's age difference left and right in all romance comedies and all fuck everything. And we are finally going, can we not call that romance and not also take into account this other stuff? It could be romantic. Both people are adults. We can call it a romantic movie, but could we also call it these other things? We're trying to get away from that without calling it that. And you're just going like, why you got to be homophobic? No.
Yeah. No. It's something about that. Like, I'll just going back through the history.
No one's calling the cops.
Right. Yeah. The parents are on board with it. The fact that there's something about the teenage, like it makes me go through my mental Rolodex of movies involving like teens doing shit. And it's always one, it's never an actual teen playing the team. Right.
Right. And it's always creepy.
But it's always a character that makes no fucking sense in hindsight. And I really just wonder if it's got to just be like everyone thinks teenagers make no sense, which, you know, kind of true, kind of not. But everyone thinks that, and it's just an archetype in the movies. Well, of course she was dirty dancing and wanted to run away from her parents and saw someone get an abortion and still wanted to be with this guy. And that makes a lot of fucking sense. She wouldn't be scared at all. And you're like, I don't know, it seems kind of scary. It's like, it was scary for me to watch as a teen. Yeah, but she's 17. I mean, come on.
But you know what? Putting myself in that 17 place, I would absolutely want to go for that guy. What the fuck? Of course. I don't care that I'm here with my parents, that there are abortions going on. It is true. Like this hormones, his hormones, my whatever. And these things happen all the time. Okay. The first guy that I kissed, I was 15. He was 15. He didn't know it was my first kiss. And also the worst. Anyway. But he was 6'2" and like, and filled out. It was strange. And he was 15. And he said he had already lost his virginity to a grown woman. Because he was on vacation with his family.
Oh, no.
And you don't look at this kid looked like a grown man. He looked like a grown man. And so I'm thinking like, hey, that's what people do. Like it wasn't completely abnormal to sleep with a 15-year-old on a cruise as a grown adult. Like she might've even known, I don't know, because sometimes we're
how could you not?
You talk to him
for 3 seconds and you're like, this motherfucker 15.
You talk to anybody and they start saying shit, you're like, oh, you're a kid.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Give off vibes, he was a very, I'm a kid.
Definitely for sure, especially at 15. However, this kid grew up very rich and very like he was using, I felt like he was an adult next to me. He was using words that I don't normally use. He was he was in spaces that I normally, he was like very, very, very rich.
He's talking about his high school with her and she's like, yeah, I remember high school.
That's the thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Tuesday, right?
Maybe because I was 15, he seemed so adult.
Right.
Because we were both 15 and he seemed like an older 15 to me. Then it was confusing to me. I don't know.
Right. But that's the point, right? You see that logic you just did? You worked your way into like, yeah, those decisions would make sense at 17. And I think that's what the writers know. They know no matter how fucked up the story is.
But at 15 and 17, yes, we would do that. Yes,
exactly. So that's I think that's why they get the credit. I'm fucking honest. I'm going to flesh this out one day. I'm going to watch more movies. But I'm fucking on to you, Hollywood. I know what you're doing.
A picture of Raider goes, all right, now here's the movie idea. 17-year-olds, right? Okay. And they're like, yeah, what else? No cell phone service. Okay, that's going to rate itself. Yeah. All right.
There we go.
Okay.
Look at the movie Kids. They did anything.
Yeah,
right.
Holy shit.
All right, here's the thing. I got a scene where a guy puts a watermelon in the fucking microwave and then fucks it in the kitchen. And you're like, no human being's ever going to do that or... No actor's gonna agree to do that. No audience would believe that. He's 17.
Oh, okay. Fuck,
we got a movie. You got okay. How much of a budget do you need?
We got a movie. Be like, let's go. And I think this is the episode where somebody was in the chat room and they was kind of arguing with Keith.
Bananas.
Yes. And it's one of those things where teenagers are dumb and teenagers think just because they're of a certain age that they're quote unquote mature. You're not. You know, you're not mature. And a mature person is the older person who is, quote unquote, supposed to be the adult. And they have crossed the line. And just because you did these things with them does not make it right. I think so, particularly young girls have put it in their brain that behavior is okay. And that's why they'll come out as adults. But like, well, I was fucking a 25-year-old. I was 17. You're like, that's wrong. They don't want to admit that that was wrong. You know what I mean? Because they've been told the lie that you're mature. You can no, you're 17.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't normally realize that until they're the age of the person that was fucking with them. Then it's like, oh, I would never fuck a 17-year-old. That's crazy to me. And you're like, right. And it should have kind of been crazy to them, you know?
I happen to be, though, the one genius at that age, and there aren't other geniuses like me.
Right.
That's what they think.
I remember the
exception.
There was this song by this group, High Five, and I remember the song. It was like one of the lyrics was something like, I was 17 and she was 25.
Yes, just can't handle it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was like a big song on there. Like
everywhere.
Everyone, like it would be playing on the radio with my mom in the car type of big song. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I just remember being like a kid and going like, doesn't that seem not the thing right. to be telling everybody?
Yes, it's like, should somebody investigate you? And the same thing with Belle Biv DeVoe, a Poison, backstage, underage, adolescent. Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, people actually don't actually listen to a lot of those lyrics.
It's their number one hit.
Yes, it is.
And no one was like, bro, that seems right, kind of creepy. We should take that out of the song, you know?
But I think I heard those lyrics and I was like, oh, that's how it is. That is how it is. That is how I was taught. Men will always be after you. You will always be on the defense. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter where it is. So that's what surprised me about all of the sexual activity feeling good. I thought I was just supposed to like defend it away and like
right,
give it when I love someone because you're willing to put up with that shit. That's confusing too. I didn't think it was weird to do that because that's what you're singing about. That's what you're talking about. My grandmother, I believe, was 13 when a grown ass man fucking with children married her. That's regular in Iran.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The fucking legal age in Iran is still like 12 or 13. No joke.
So that's why I say me and Keith were geniuses, because I just remember listening to those songs being like, this is weird to me. You know what I mean? But you're right. It was not
weird.
Like
cops
everyone
were telling
thought it was
me
weird.
That I was of legal age when I was 17. Cops was I was like, hey, isn't this illegal that you're hitting on me? And they're like, 17 is legal. How do you think I learned the legal age? Men are always after young people.
Yeah, yeah, but like, and just can't handle it. It's a woman, and she's and the guy's singing like, I was walking to school when she caught my eye, really looking good. She was fly, and then he's like, something to the point like, I was 17, she was 25 or something. I was only 16, she was 25. That's you saying it was weird in the song. That's a number one hit, though. Everyone is like, this is my shit. Ain't nothing wrong. Oh, isn't that a crazy song? And I'm like, oh, so I'm a fucking weirdo. I just learned that I'm a weirdo for thinking that's weird.
People
and y'all,
were high-fiving
and
that guy. If he got in there, you would have gotten a high five.
That I mean, that was the name of the group.
Yeah,
all I know is
high five.
Right.
Yeah, high five was the name of the group. Whoa. Yes.
Other ideas were hell yeah, and you're fucking kidding me. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, bro. Bananas. Did anyone look into Bananas? Because I feel like
I don't have the energy, but it was fun at the time. I did get Call Me By Your Name to drop the LGBTQ tag, and I'm excited.
Oh, that good for you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You did it. Okay. That's an hour right
Sunday.
There. If it doesn't make you feel great, it's got to go. All right. That's the new rule. It doesn't matter how gay the story is. What matters is how you feel about it. All right. All right. Give me the. Oh, wait. One last story. Yes. Biden frees the weed possessors and expunges the shit from their record.
Let's go.
Which is the bigger part of it, really, because like some of these people are out of jail already. They serve time, but you can't get a job with federal drug possession. No, there's no job application you're making it pass with that shit. And that's just for fucking weed, man.
Right. That's why a lot of them temp and can't find jobs.
I hope the Democratic governors, I mean, I hope all of them, but we know the Republicans won't.
Sure.
So I hope the Democratic governors use this as cover of like, and I'm going to do it too, because Biden did it. Because I feel like Biden's the old white man. And when he does something, it just becomes the normal thing. No matter how fucking crazy it was a week ago, he goes, we have 50 years of fucking an attack on people using drugs. 50 years since Nixon. We've been locking people up for doing drugs. This man came out and was like, I don't think we should make weed a fucking schedule for a drug or whatever the fuck. And we need to let everybody free and take it off their records. And now we're like, that ain't shit, Biden. That ain't even enough. And I was like, yes, that's the best part of this dude, is he says something. $15 minimum wage is crazy. Everyone should get $15. We're like, just $15? Oh, just $10,000 in student loans? That's it? God, this is what I voted for, and I need him to keep the pressure on, and I really do hope. I hope people vote for more shit. Like, I feel like the more people that are in Congress and the Senate that will just sign off on whatever the fuck, he'll sign off on it too. Mm-hmm. He's not in the way. He's very much a like, I guess they don't want to be in jail for weed. Sure. That sounds like a thing to me.
Weed is Schedule One. It's up there with like heroin or some shit.
Which doesn't make sense.
Schedule One means that it has no medicinal value. It can only be abused, and it's only likely to be abused. And how silly is that?
Right. Crazy. It's over fentanyl. The shit that's killing everybody. Like shit that's like, oh, I found a dollar bill covered in fentanyl, I was in a coma. Like that shit is lower than weed. That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. Make it make sense, Biden. Good, do your job, man. I'll forgive the corn pops.
Heroin, LSD, and marijuana, Schedule One drugs.
Crazy. And LSD shouldn't even be up there.
Yeah,
really.
No, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Something's gotta be up there, you know.
How's crack not up there? I don't understand. I mean, look, I know it's racist, but crack should probably be up there. I'm just saying. I take the black tag down from it, but keep it at the top. That's
okay.
Not,
so heroin, LSD, marijuana, mescaline, MDMA, GHB, ecstasy, psilocybin. I can't believe that. Synthetic marijuana, methaqualone. I assume that's meth. Cat spelled KHAT, and bath salts.
Wow.
Me and Craig are gonna try cat, by the way.
Oh, y'all gonna try some cat? Okay.
Yeah.
You should use some bath salts while you're out there too.
I hear something about that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least half of those do have medicinal purposes now, or are being tested to have them. Like the ones you were naming, like some of the acid ones and stuff, like microdosing and stuff.
Psilocybin definitely has it. Yeah. MDMA used for couples to be open with each other and in a couples therapy. That works pretty well. This is a weird ecstasy. Man. I don't is MDMA.
Nope. Oh my God. But yeah.
When people say about how voting, you know, is it really gonna matter though if I vote? Where do these people like vote? Like is it like a Nathan Fielder scam and they have to climb the top of the mountain to get their voter cut? Like if you watched Hellraiser and you think voting isn't worth your time?
Something's wrong with you. I agree. Yeah.
Well, maybe they're at one of our episodes where you were on a bender of don't vote, and they have to.
Yeah, if nobody votes, I was saying everybody tries to use this against me. How about we just make the America stronger, folks? Very misunderstood. I said it. Let me tell you people something. I do the paraphrasing around
you
there.
People.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you people. You heard me.
Okay. Oh, you don't like when people paraphrase you? That's interesting.
They can't. They're not doing. I'm the paraphrase kid. They can't do it.
You're the kid. We're adults on the paraphrasing. Just paraphrasing, bro.
I don't think you know how to paraphrase. It's like if an artist said, Keith, I don't think you can know how to art like I do. I'm not taking it. I'm not offended. I've been paraphrasing my whole life. I'm very good at it. I get the tone right and I get the words close enough. And it's a skill that I, quite frankly, people don't have, because if they think I'm really telling people not to vote, I'm saying, yeah, if no one votes, but that's impossible. So then you have to vote. Come on.
Yeah. I just be looking around like, y'all not scared yet? Cause I've been scared for a minute now. And I'm like, what can I do? And they're like, one day a year, you can leave your house and do something about this. I'm like, okay, that day, no plans. That's all the fuck I'm doing. And y'all are scaring the fuck out. Every day I wake up, and it's just like, it might be a nuclear war tonight. I don't know. Probably want to have somebody in the White House that don't want that. And you're like, yeah, that seemed like a big priority for me.
Right.
You know what? Non-voters now is like the people that, I watched all the Marvel movies, but should I see the new Avengers? Like, what is the fucking question?
Yeah. What are you doing? We're at Fast and Furious 9. You're in. You've been in for a long time.
I'm going to see part 2. Should I see part 1 first? No. In this situation, it makes you dumber.
Yeah.
Good question.
The other thing I like about having this, it sounds regressive, but it's true. The other thing I like about having an old straight white man as president is he says stuff like nobody fucks with a Biden. Mm-hmm. And we just roll our eyes like, grandpa.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Fucking old guy. Like, you're so corny. But Obama was like, he wore a tan suit. Is that presidential? Like,
right.
He burned this bitch down. He had a tan suit.
Like,
on
I love just this dude. Just like, that's like the second or third time he's cussed at some regular motherfucker.
It's a regular ass person.
And like one dude, he cussed at him in a mean way. It wasn't even a nice way. Like, he was like, listen, motherfucker, you know, and it was like, the president can do that? That I love this freedom.
Yeah, he was like, I'm old and white. What are you going to do? Nothing? All right.
Right. Oh, so beautiful. What was the poll?
The poll was
down. Amazing.
What's that?
This is the second show we reviewed. Let's go.
Have you, while in your right mind, realized after the pee that you urinated wrong? I was talking about how I pissed on a fish tank because somebody couldn't show me where the toilet was. I thought it was art. Later on, I found the toilet. Craig never saw one of those hand warmers, the tiny skinny razor type ones, and so he started pissing in it. So I had to ask the audience, is anything like that? First of all, either of you, have you ever pissed in art or other?
I have not known where the bathroom was before, and being confused when I got there and went up to the sign that had pictures of two dogs, and I was like very confused. Other than that, no.
She was in the kennel.
She's in the kennel.
Yeah, because I was at a restaurant. I went and I was like, okay, is it male, female? I just see two dogs. I guess if I'd walked in and I'd seen a dog, we would have had to have a conversation.
Your choices were, yes, I have a penis and I can relate to Keith and Craig. 12.5%. No, I have a penis and that's still a no for me, dog. Interesting how the dog thing came up. 50%. I have a vagina, and yes, 25%.
Okay, that's shocking. That is shocking.
I have a vagina, and no, 12.5%.
Wow. The vagina and peeing things you thought was a bathroom toilet but wasn't, really need those stories.
It's got to be like a bunch of designer bowls, right?
What else could it be? You have to sit or squat. That's even wilder to me.
Right. Yeah, I had seats that were not clear. You know how restaurants try to get fancy and everybody that came out would be wet and like the hair would look like it was flying. And I kept saying, why is everybody walking out the bathroom looking crazy? I went in there and the way it's designed, the water actually blows up at you if you put your hands in there a certain way and they don't tell you that. And so everybody that walks out is like wet. It was like, what the fuck is this sink?
Oh, in the sink, but not the actual toilet.
Not the toilet. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is a wild one to me.
Yeah. I wonder what in another country.
I'm not going to lie. I was with him on this. I was like, it's got to be like a white guy thing, right? Like, you just pee because life is set on default at one and you just fucking pee where you...
And you have...
Like, convenience. Oh, I guess you weren't supposed to pee in there. Anyway, no consequences. Going to go tell people about this story later.
You have the convenience.
But just clearly, if 25% of women on the poll said that, then it's like, it can't just be... It's not just a dude thing.
Maybe it's white women.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a white thing, but not a dude thing. I don't know. This is crazy. I'll never figure this out.
Xerxes wouldn't even, like, the whole fucking airplane was empty. He wouldn't move seats because that's not what black people do. We sit in our seats.
I wouldn't have moved either. I'd have said right now.
I don't see him pissing in
if places. If I walked in and I didn't see something like a urinal or a toilet, I probably would just be like, I guess I'm holding it.
Yeah.
You would know, like, this is a trick from a cop.
Yeah, so it's some type of trap.
Yeah.
The police are going to come out of the stalls. Or whatever, like, we got one, guys, finally. I'm like, oh, man, this is how my story, my fucking Stevie Wonder story starts.
Just across the street right quick.
Hold this package for me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, no, it was a kilo of cocaine. last week on Keith and the Girl, first we find out Bianca is kind of neutral on cats. Now we find out she secretly loves space. She just doesn't like the nerds talking about space, but she loves space.
I can agree. Who doesn't love the pretty colors in the sky? But when people act like there's more than there is, meaning they understand something you don't, I don't think that's what it is. But I know they're lying. Like Craig got very excited about dark matter, and I'm like, okay, what is it? And then he goes, I don't even think I'd be able to explain it. Like, oh, not Mr. NASA?
Okay.
That means you can't either. You saw some five-minute video. Tell me what they said. I don't know. But then how's it magnificent?
Well, where I come from, hating on nerds.
I like colors, you know.
Hating on nerds just makes you a bully. That's how I was raised. So, sounds like she's kind of a bully. Bullies like cats, and they hate nerds. And I think, come on, you, Bianca, if you're listening to this, okay? And lastly, Chew Loud But Lovely, Chew 102. I have no notes. Great job, Newsy.
No notes.
But this also does prove Keith is the paraphrase kid, because him to try to tell a joke.
Oh, God.
And failed so horribly with her paraphrasing. I think we spent more minutes of her trying to explain that she was paraphrasing and did it badly than we spent on the joke, actually.
I see the error. I see the error of my way. I truly do.
Like, no, guys. Okay, so earlier when I said that thing, that wasn't me. But what it was me taking someone else's thing and ruining that too.
Yeah.
Oh, so she didn't just reverse the names like me, like just no. Ted to people.
Way worse. Way worse. I made someone very funny, completely not funny, and ruining the show. So,
so funny.
That's what I did.
I laughed for so long. I was so awkward and good. But that's it for me, Karen, unless you have anything else. Mm-mm. All right. That was this week. Last week on Keith and the Girl. There won't be a week of Keith and the Girl shows this week.
No. But Xerxes has put a bunch of clips on YouTube. There's some exclusive silent trailers on there where even if you attended every live show. That's right. There's one-on-ones. Carrie Gravenson was just on. She's got a couple one-on-ones with Keith that you could find. There is me opening my mother's box. So go over to YouTube. Nice. You'll find some stuff. Also, you're VIP, so you have this, which is like a show. So thank you so much for supporting the show. This continues.
I love how the guilt kicked in on him. Then she immediately started talking about how much work they do. It's okay. You could literally have said, we're taking a week off and fuck you guys, and it would have been fine. Y'all do so much work. I don't even
I do like, have to get
okay, it's okay. There's don't gonna panic. Be stuff. There's gonna be stuff. We've been doing stuff. You guys know we do stuff, right? Oh
don't,
god.
Don't pull out the torches.
You know we will return. You're all great paraphrasers because that is all happening in my head. And I have to like come back around to like, no, people take vacations. Like, that's right. People have time off. Like, that's actually pretty regular now that I think about
it. I'm my own boss. Yes, Roger had to tell me that when he was in New York. I started getting into the panic mode where we would take days off. And I was like, well, we can do this. We can do that. He was like, Karen, it's okay. Everybody, it's all right if we take a day or two off.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
Everybody that listens to the show knows I'm in a fucking other state doing a job. There's if there's any asshole on the planet who's listening, it's like, why isn't there more? They can suck my dick. I'm doing the most I can do. Leave me alone.
I'm not there yet, but that's the squad goals. Like, fuck you guys, I'm taking vacation. Okay, I don't mean that. I don't mean that yet. Oh, but I will mean it soon. I'm gonna
She's still gonna be checking her phone.
Yeah. So the thing is, I don't check my phone a lot, but like I just feel guilt in general. I don't think I do, but yeah. Now I'm gonna throw it across the room.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm working this whole week on telling you all to go fuck yourselves. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Even as I say that, I'm like, Keith, can you just say that I'm kidding? Like, you know,
1 minute at a time.
Yeah.
You just tell them fuck themselves 1 minute at a time.
Every minute you just keep repeating it and it's fixed.
Yeah.
And eventually they'll get the point.
And I'm going to be in a hotel. So I'm not working and I'm spending money on a hotel. Do I not have walls? Did I not just tell Xerxes, who cares, we'll be in a hotel? What, we can't do that stuff here? We have a fucking tub. What's this hotel going to have? I think there's a sauna on the premises, you guys, though.
And use it.
Sauna.
I'm not even sure. But if there is, I don't know.
Use it.
I'm so excited.
Detox, decontaminate, whatever it is you do, do that.
Have a good fucking time, man. Yes.
Don't worry about us. Time.
Y'all actually work really, really, really hard. Mm-hmm. You do a marathon, like for 20-something, 36, 72, 110 hours. Like, you know, people get more than enough content. Chop it up for them.
Half of this show is just y'all coming up with more shit to do.
Ain't it though? Every time every you come on, you're like, oh, that's another idea.
Oh, you know, when I was thinking a game show that's made a game show. So it's really like I'm doing the work of three or four game shows to do right. One game show as a pilot. And then I'm going to ask everybody if they would like me to do that all the time.
Oh, and you know what? More work for Xerxes.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, all right, y'all.
Even on your vacation, you're thinking about work because we do.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go on YouTube, watch the exclusive clips of me beating Keith in Solid Trailers. Go watch me beat Keith in Solid Trailers. The final movie was Green Mile, guys. And watching it, knowing that, I have the note still from that day. I'm going to get a frame. Watching that, knowing that, it's almost crazier seeing how I came up with it. Just enjoy yourselves, everybody. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Thanks.